But it really had tried to keep up to date. This I could honestly say to anyone who would have accused him of remaining unaware of the time. His work had kept aware of every available trend, and any signs of a new change could be easily spotted in his lifetime development. Indeed, no phase of historically acknowledged fact had passed unnoticed to him. You could have traced his history or measured trends and events in his work. He didn't have the guts to go to the John, nor could he intake or eliminate. Yet, he had fixation of bowels movements. Mind you, he was an art critic by profession. Had he been a waiter, he would have been a wonderful one. For, "You were always correct, sir. And is there anything else you so desire?" But for some reason or another, he was an artist. Though when you saw his work, you knew then why he made a good servant. For less than a penny apiece, conversation, advices, words to Aldo Tambellini. March 1962. The words are taken from Life, dedicated to those who find themselves among these pages. Advice from a veteran's New York art teacher. With time, patience, hard work, perseverance, something will happen. Conversation from an art critic. But are you selling? Did so and so buy it? Never mind what he said. Did he buy it? I have 25 shows to see in the next 2 hours. I am busy, busy, busy. Call me when you sell a piece.